Happy week of Christmas, everybody. It is your host, Dr. Daniel Kimbley, and you are tuned into the Nexus Podcast. And on today's episode, I want to talk about something that's been on my mind a lot lately since we had baby Coco, and that's tackling challenges and reframing bad into good. So I want you to kick back, relax, and enjoy this episode of the Nexus Podcast. I love this conversation of challenges because it makes me think of all of the times that I've told clients inside of our office, one of the things that I hope for you, and this is whether you're a client in my office or not, is I want every person on the face of this planet to be able to experience more stress in their lives. I'm going to say that one more time. I want every person to be able to experience more stress in their lives. And not just have more stress, but actually be able to deal with it in an upgraded manner. And you know that's what I'm all about in the office. That's not the point of this episode of the podcast, but I wanted to start off with that because I think it's so important to just think about challenges and think about bad and turning bad things that happen to you into good, because this is what creates successful human beings. I would actually go out on a limb and argue that if you don't have challenges in your life, then you're probably content, you're probably complacent, and you're probably feeling bored and sabotaging relationships, sabotaging your finances, sabotaging your body, because you're not doing something productive or something good for other people. And the way that we're going to have more challenges, the way that we're going to have bad things happen to us, is if we try to create an impact, a positive impact on the people around us. And so anytime we have challenges, one of the things that I've had to learn in my life is that having challenges isn't a bad thing. I would argue it's actually a good thing because you're creating more value for more people. You're trying to solve problems for people and actually help contribute to the planet, which is what we're all about in my office. This is exactly what I'm about, is literally trying to change Orange County as a community, people experiencing more health, more happiness, more presence, more productivity, more profit, all of which we do through accessing the nervous system. But tackling challenges and reframing bad things that happen to us into good has been a struggle for me. And I struggled with it my entire life. Actually, I had no framework to look at challenges as if they were a good thing. When I saw challenges, the first thing I always wanted to do was be the victim. And one of the things that has become apparent to me through a series of mentors of mine, one of which is Garrett White. He owns a huge company called Warrior. If you're a businessman who's married and you have kids, I would encourage you to look into Wake Up Warrior or Warrior Week. It has completely changed the way I think about a lot of things in my life. But one of the things that they talk about, you know, I used to be able to say when I had challenges or I had bad things happen to me, the question would be, well, why did this happen? Or what are you going to do about it? And oftentimes I would say, I don't know. The problem with I don't know is that only two people, especially in the warrior world, only two people can say I don't know. Those two people are children and victims. And so they would often ask me anytime we would say I don't know through their trainings, is they would say, are you a child or are you a victim? And if you're not a child or if you're not a victim, then you need to find an answer. And so one of the things that I love about challenges is that instead of looking at like, I don't know what I'm going to do, I don't know what's going to happen, it's all bad, everything's falling apart, is actually figuring out how to reframe those in a good way. So let me give you a couple examples of this in my life so you know exactly what I do to reframe these challenges that happen, because look, bad things are going to happen to each of us. It's how we bounce back from those bad things, and how we look at those things is actually not even being bad in the first place. And there's a way to do that if you allow yourself access, if you start to train your brain, if you start to build a habit within your system to deal with habits and challenges in a different way, or deal with bad things or things that come up in a different way than you probably have before. And so let me give you a couple examples from my life. First off, as you may or may not know, my daughter, Colette, will be 5 weeks old, likely by the time you're listening to the podcast. Maybe older, depending on when you're listening to it, but as of Tuesday, this upcoming week, she'll be 5 weeks old. Now, when she was just 1 week old, literally the day that she turned 1 week old, I got a phone call from my first employee who I had hired, and before I got the phone call, I actually got a text message that said, hey, we need to talk. I responded back and said, is it bad? She told me no, and then we had a conversation a few minutes later, and she basically told us that she was leaving. She was no longer going to be working for our office. Now, I have a one-week-old baby. Our office was running very, very smoothly up to this point. I had another week off from practicing, and then I was going to come back into a practice knowing that a rockstar employee that we had hired was going to be leaving us for a different position. And now I think she expected me to be pissed off about this. I actually expected myself to be pissed off about this. But as I heard the words coming out of her mouth in the phone conversation, the first thing I started doing is just telling myself and realizing that everything happens for a reason. There is nothing that happens in your life that does not happen for a reason. Now, the reason could be to teach you a lesson. The reason could be to get you to change. The reason could be to push you what you're ultimately passionate about. I don't know what that reason is for you. That's where you kind of have to figure this thing out. But as she's telling me this, instead of getting upset, pissed off, frustrated, worried, thinking my business was going to implode because we had just lost an employee, I started thinking about why and how this could be a good thing for me in my life with a 1-week-old daughter who was going to need a lot of attention from my wife. And so my wife couldn't just come back into the practice and be a crutch for us. And so I had to figure some things out very, very quickly. And here's what I realized in this process is that one, you will only have an employee at the caliber that you want them to be based on how you pay them. And so I think I was expecting a $200,000 a year employee and not paying that. And so I learned a very valuable lesson about what kind of value we create for people, even if everyone else around you is paying a certain dollar. And so for her, she was getting paid. I have mentors of mine who have had front desk people work for them for upwards of 8 years, 10 years. And we started her pay off at the exact same that those people have been for 10 years because we wanted someone rockstar. What I also realized is because of the expectations that we have in our office, we probably should have been paying her more in the front end. And so this is something that I learned. So instead of looking at it as a challenge or something as bad, I just learned a valuable lesson about my business. Yes, it cost me. It's cost me energy. It's cost me training time. It's cost me money. But that's okay because I'm still looking at it as a good thing. The other reason that this is good is because I started looking at the sustainability of my practice. And so one of the things that I did is I had this really good idea and something and an opportunity came up for me and a friend of mine potentially for her to come in and work in our office and then us train her in our systems and then allow her to open her own practice within our practice one day. And so for me, this is really this big challenge, this thing that I could have let drag me down and ultimately put me in a deep dark hole and me ask the universe, how am I ever going to figure this out? We're failing. I'm actually more excited than ever because I realize that what this challenge, what this seemingly bad thing has done has actually put my practice in a position to be where I want it to be in 5 years. And so before I had this vision of like, this is what I want my practice to look like. I want to have other doctors working with me in the office, them building their own practices within our walls, literally taking over Orange County. However, I didn't know how it was going to happen. And now laid before me after my employee quit, I finally realized that this is what should be going down. This is the way that I should be doing it. I should be trying to recruit people who I can train and then put them into practice for themselves. This is a big vision, right? But the whole point of this story is to just share with you is like, this was a huge challenge. You can only imagine the stress that my wife was under. I'll share a little bit more about what that stress on my wife did to our relationship and our relationship with our baby in another episode of this podcast when Heather's ready to share that story. But that stress completely transformed the last 4 weeks of our life. Like hands down, our lives will never be the same because of this stress or this challenge, seeming challenge of having our employee quit. However, we were able to reframe that bad into something good. And the good is that it's actually going to allow us to build the practice and sustainability that we actually have wanted and we have actually dreamed of since we opened our doors. And so what would likely happen in 5 or 10 years for our practice will now happen in 1 or 2 or 3 years because of this opportunity, not challenge, because of this seemingly bad thing that happened to us that's actually really, really good. Here's another example of this. Heather's had some challenges breastfeeding. We'll share all of these stories with you at some point, but it's not going to be today. I'm not going to get into the details of it. But all I'll say is that I started to lose a ton of sleep helping Heather get our baby back up to birth weight. And so here's a picture of what 24 hours of our life looked like for nearly 2 weeks straight. We would wake up every 2 hours. So we literally had a 2-hour timer set on one of our cell phones. Heather would have to wake up. She would have to put our newborn baby on a scale, weigh her to see how much she weighed. Then Heather would breastfeed her. We would take her off of the scale, put her back on the scale to see how much breast milk she had eaten. And then with a bottle with donor breast milk, we would have to supplement the rest. And then after Heather was done bottle feeding our baby, she would also have to pump breast milk to try and stimulate production of more milk so we could get our baby back up to birth weight. Now, if you're doing the math in your head, so we're weighing the baby, we're feeding the baby, we're weighing the baby, we're pumping and bottle feeding. If you do the math in your head, this really only allows for about 45-minute stretches of sleep every 2 hours. And so not only for me, but for Heather as well, we were completely exhausted. And this was a huge, huge challenge, not only for me, but for Heather. And I could have looked at it as like, this is something that we'll never be able to overcome. Like there were points when I was literally ready to throw in the towel. I was ready to go to the grocery store and buy Similac or whatever formula was out there and just be like, you know what? I'm done with it. We're just going to do what we have to do to get our baby back up to birth weight. Instead, though, we decided to trust our body's innate intelligence and decide that there's a reason that this is happening. Now, there are a couple reasons why it was happening, but the biggest reason was that putting this challenge in front of us, putting this challenge in front of me specifically, it's going to be different for Heather, but really made me realize what I need to do to step up to be a good father. And it also made me realize, looking back on our employee stepping away from our practice, is that things are put in front of me for a reason. And things are put in front of me to figure out like how hard are you willing to push? How far are you willing to go to actually be as successful as you want? So many people I see, they hit the first challenge or the first roadblock and they just want to give up. They want to completely quit. They want to completely give in. And sometimes the challenges are just other people telling them that they can't do it. And here we are sitting in this place where we didn't know when we were going to start getting normal sleep again, like literally sleeping 45 minutes every 2 hours and doing this over and over and over for 14 days straight was an absolute struggle. It was a strain on Heather and I's relationship. Her and I weren't connected. We weren't eating dinner together. We weren't sitting together and just spending time. We were just constantly focused on the baby, constantly making sure the baby was fed, and we weren't sleeping on top of it. And so as a result, what I have realized is that I have way more capacity to pick up the slack for our family than I thought I did, than I ever gave myself credit before. And this challenge of Heather's breastfeeding and us not sleeping has actually made me realize that way more power within me to do good, even when I'm exhausted, and be able to push through. And really, really good things have happened to us as a result of just continuing to push through. Now, there's a time and a place where you got to throw in the towel and say, this is a really stupid idea, I give up. The universe or God or whatever you want to call it will certainly lay challenges in front of you to see if you're going to give up or you're going to continue to push forward. If the universe or God continues to tell you to give up, quit, give in, throw in the towel, maybe it's time to actually throw in the towel and look in another direction. However, for us, what I realize is as soon as I gave in to the fact that, you know what, maybe this isn't a bad thing, maybe I should learn something from this experience, then we had a bunch of magical things happen to us. One, Colette started gaining weight almost immediately. Two, we had a bunch of people in the community step up to support us in big, big ways. And so when I say people, I'm going to be more specific. People in the birthing community. So our midwife, Tessa Fisher, who is amazing. I would highly, highly recommend her to any of you. She stepped up for us so big. She rounded up people, helped us get breast milk. She's an amazing human being. Love her to death. She helped Heather have the birth of her dreams. And I would certainly recommend her to anyone if you're looking for a natural home birth. Hands down. Another one of these people is Mimi Lopez Steele. She was our doula. Highly, highly recommend her. She's an amazing human being as well. She stepped up and did the same thing, rounded up a group of women to support Heather and support her in this challenging transition. And what it made me really, really realize is that there's a community of people here willing to help us and willing to help support us when things are bad. And all of this could have been looked at as a bad experience, but instead what I realized is there are amazing people in this world, amazing people in this community who are willing to do nearly anything for us. Another one of them, our client Jessica, literally has been like a saving grace to us. Our daughter Colette is going to marry her son Miles one day. And so Jessica, if you're listening, love and appreciate you as well. You're so, so, so amazing. So anyway, I share this because these stories, these things that have happened to me have really forced me to look back on the course of my life and realize there was a time when I would have these challenges happen to me and I would give up, I would give in, I would quit, I would continue, I would quit pushing forward, and then I would give up on my dreams, my hopes, my goals, my desires, all of those things. And what I've really realized is that if you can just reframe your challenges to see, okay, this bad thing happened to me, but why is it a good thing? It can completely transform your life. It can completely transform your experience. It can completely transform your relationships. It can completely transform your health. Think about how much healthier you would be if you stopped looking at things as always negative and started just looking at like, all right, how is this a benefit to me? And so literally that's all it takes is just pausing, stopping, taking a breath, stepping back, and just asking the question, how could this be looked at as a good thing? How could this possibly seemingly unavoidable, insurmountable challenge be overcome? And how could it actually be a good thing to me? Very simple question. Now, one of the things that I think is very important about this conversation is to understand the fact that your brain, there's a very specific part of your brain that allows you that step back process so that you can take in the information and turn bad into good. And this is the prefrontal cortex. And so I'm not going to go into a bunch of detail, but knowing that chiropractic care, the chiropractic care we provide right here in our office, can actually stimulate the very part of the brain that is responsible for allowing you the capacity to step back, take a breath, and tackle your challenges and reframe bad into good. The things in your life you may not be able to do that with at this point because your brain literally doesn't have the capacity to do so. And if you're trying and you feel like you're struggling and you seem like you can't get it down, maybe it's because your brain needs a little stimulation. That part of the brain, that prefrontal cortex that's responsible for allowing you to pause, take the breath, and then reframe the challenge as something good instead of something bad. And let me give you one example of this. One of our clients, he's been coming into us for about 6 weeks now. And he owns a very big business. He's got about 60 employees all over LA, all over San Diego County. And one of the things that he really struggled with is like every day he would come home from work and he would bring all of his stress home from work. And obviously, who would experience that? His wife would experience it. His kids would experience it. And then he just didn't feel like he wanted to be there. And so what would he do? He would drink in the evenings and he would maybe have four or five beers Monday through Sunday. And he would do it all over again. And it was an attempt to allow him to alleviate the stress that he had in himself. And one of the things that he realized very quickly after being under care was that, oh, I never came here for back pain. I didn't really know what I was coming here for. It just sounded really, really good to have more mental clarity and more focus. But one of the things he's really realized with care is that the things that used to stress him out and the things that used to seem really, really bad 911 emergencies, he's been cool, he's been calm, he's been collected, he's been allowed the capacity to step back and look at things objectively and say, you know what, maybe this isn't such a bad thing. Maybe this is actually better for my business that this goes down this way. And I've seen this time and time again. One of the conversations I had with one of our clients recently is that how would it be if you could only work with people that you love to work with? Now, this is an interesting challenge because it allows you to look at, you know, maybe you're not here to please everybody. And so for some people, I know that they feel like they need to please everybody or they owe something to everyone. And that's absolutely not the case. And some of these challenges can simply be mitigated if you just step back and look at, okay, why am I getting all these challenges thrown at me? And what can I do? Or how can I reframe them to look at them as good? And so I want to leave you with that. Because it's really, really simple sounding, it's much, much more difficult to implement into your life. So where in your life do you have challenges? Do you have bad things continually happening to you? And then let me ask you a simple question. How can you take those things, take those challenges, and reframe them so that they're not bad, but they're actually good? How are those challenges that you're having right now today going to benefit you? A perfect example of this for me, other than the stories that I shared with you in the beginning, is second quarter of chiropractic school, I literally thought I was going to have to drop out because I didn't think I was smart enough to get through the program. I had to pause, look objectively at my schoolwork, and tell my wife, hey, I really don't think I'm going to be able to do this. It's way too intense. I don't think I can graduate from it. And certainly, again, this was just the universe testing me and telling me and showing me, hey, if you really want to have everything that you desire in your life, you need to be able to overcome and tackle the challenges that are put in front of you. You need to find creative ways to reframe bad into good. And when you start to do this, you will be amazed at how your life will transform literally right in front of your eyes. So that's all I have for you today, my friends. How can you tackle your challenges by reframing the things that are bad into good? What are those challenges and why are they a good thing for you right now? How is it benefiting you to have those challenges in your life? I love you. I appreciate every single one of you. If you got value out of this episode, I would hope that you will leave a review, that you will leave a rating, share this with people that need to hear this message. We will talk again next week. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Peace.
Thank you for listening to The Nexus Podcast with your host, Dr. Daniel Kimbley. If you're interested in receiving more information about optimizing your brain and nervous system, check out our website at www.nexusfamilychiropractic.com.